Some of the trouble and heartache we find ourselves in, if we look back, we knew we were supposed to make a change, but we didn't do it. We didn't want to rock the boat. We didn't want to upset people. But what you're not willing to walk away from is where you'll stop growing.
I don't know how to start improving my life. Someone might say that. And I would say, well, you're not aiming low enough. There's something you could do that you are regarding as trivial, that you could do, that you would do, that would result in an actual improvement. But it's not a big enough improvement for you, so you won't lower yourself enough to take the opportunity.
You may have made mistakes. We all have. But don't let guilt stunt your growth. Come out from under that shade. Quit thinking about all the things you've done wrong, living in regrets, thinking you've seen your best days. When you live guilty, you're in agreement with the enemy. He's called the accuser. He'll remind you of every mistake you've made for the last 20 years. He'd love for you to go through life feeling wrong about yourself. What he's trying to do is stunt your growth. He'll do his best to keep you in the shade. He knows your potential. He knows you were created to soar. That's why he works overtime trying to make us feel guilty, whispering, you don't measure up. You failed again. You blew your diet. You didn't spend enough time with your children. There's always some reason to be down on ourselves. You have to put your foot down and say, no thanks, I'm not living under that shade. I know I'm forgiven, I'm redeemed, my past is over, my present is secure, my future is bright.
You have to accept the fact that you can set yourself a goal that you can attain, and there's not going to be much glory in it to begin with. Because if you're not in very good shape, the goal that you could attain tomorrow isn't very glorious. But it's a hell of a lot better than nothing, and it beats the hell out of bitterness, and it's way better than blaming someone else. It's way less dangerous, and you could do it.
Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight. An incessant fight that doesn't stop against weakness and against temptation and against laziness. It's a campaign of discipline. It's a campaign of hard work and dedication. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between. Every single day. So, you want to get better? You want to self-improve? Stop looking for a shortcut and go find your alarm clock. Find your discipline. And find your guts and your passion and your drive and find your will.
Practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You'll never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. And there's still some things that will happen to you that will catch you on the blind side that you did not anticipate. You'll get knocked down, but you won't be knocked out. You'll be able to get to your feet again, be on the ropes, but you have a fast recovery rate when you work on yourself.
If you're small, you don't get much. Small in comprehension, small in the ability to think and wonder, small in appreciation, no matter how much is poured out. Prosperity can be poured out on the whole country. Some people don't get much. Why? They're too small in their thinking, too small in their ability to share, have not expanded to their full capacity. Don't be like that.
We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want. If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? What do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that's changed the world.
To those who have everything, more will be given. From those who have nothing, everything will be taken. It's like what's very pessimistic in some sense, because it means that as you start to fail, you fail more and more rapidly. But it also means that as you start to succeed, you succeed more and more rapidly. And so you take an incremental step, and well, now you can lift 55 pounds instead of 52.5 pounds. You think, well, what the hell's that? It's like, it's one step on a very long journey. And so it starts to compound on you. So a small step today means puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And then that puts you in a position to take a slightly bigger step the next day. And you do that for 2 or 3 years, man, you're starting to stride.
How high could you go if you made some adjustments? The good news is the potential is still in you. You can still become who you were created to be. You just have to get out from under that shade. Remove what's blocking your growth and you'll begin to blossom. You'll go to new levels. There's nothing wrong with you. You have the life of Almighty God in you. He created you to rise higher, to be successful, confident, to leave your mark.
That it's necessary for us to begin to look at the future and know that it's possible that we can have our dream. Yes, it is. Other people have done it, then we can do it. We fail a lot of times. Well, a lot of other folks fail, and eventually they came back and they succeeded. So it's possible we can have what we want. And we know that we want to get it. It's necessary that we align ourselves with people that think like we do. It's necessary we get negative, do-nothing people out of our lives. It's necessary we never stop learning and growing and developing ourselves. It's necessary that we never give up. We know that it's you, it's me. It's being responsible for our stuff and deciding that we're going to keep on keeping on, that we're going to find a way to win or find a way to make it happen. And we know it's hard. It's not going to be a picnic. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And we will do it hard. And once we do it hard and we go through it, we realize it was worth it. And once you discover it was worth it, it is done.